This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. After filing paperwork yesterday with the Federal Election Commission, GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis went onto Twitter with Elon Musk to make the announcement when the platform broke. Late last night, DeSantis appeared on Fox News.
No more excuses. We've got to get this one done. And anybody that's so inclined to help us, I would love to have your support at rondesantis.com. If you make a donation, maybe we can break that part of the internet as well.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he is sending his negotiators to the White House, and he anticipated a breakthrough on a deal to cut spending and raise the debt limit. McCarthy did acknowledge his negotiations were still far apart when it comes to cutting spending. Democrat lawmakers are putting the blame on McCarthy and the Republicans for the talks not bearing any results so far. Tina Turner's death yesterday has the world mourning the energetic entertainer. Turner got candid about her health 2 months before her death. In a March 9th post shared on Instagram, Turner said she regretted not taking care of her kidneys sooner, telling her followers that she put herself in great danger by not receiving medical care for her high blood pressure. Quote, if I would have known how high blood pressure and kidney disease are connected, I would have spared myself a lot of suffering, end quote. Many residents of Guam remained without power and utilities this morning after Typhoon Mawar tore through the remote U.S. Pacific Territory. Guam is a 212-square-mile Pacific island located about 3,800 miles west of Hawaii. Weather satellites tracked a Category 4 storm as it produced winds up to 140 miles per hour while moving northwest past Guam. NOAA reported it was the most powerful storm to hit the island in 60 years. A state of emergency by President Biden has been announced. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The President and First Lady remember the victims of the Uvalde school shooting.
President Biden marked the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, saying the time for Congress to act is now.
We can't end this epidemic until Congress has some common-sense gun safety laws to keep weapons of war off our streets and out of the hands of dangerous people.
Speaking from the White House, Biden said too many schools have become killing fields across America. 19 children and 2 teachers were killed in Uvalde. I'm John Schaefer.
Fleet Week kicked off yesterday in New York City.
Around 2,400 Marines, Navy, and Coast Guard members were in town Wednesday for the start of the annual event. The USS Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum is hosting a series of events for Fleet Week, which also include tours of several ships, Navy dive tank demonstrations, and concerts. Assault ship the USS Wasp and missile destroyer the USS Cole are among many other vessels docked in New York for the next several days. I'm Skip Kelly.
An Arkansas man who was seen during the January 6th U.S. Capitol protests with his feet propped up on a desk in then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office was sentenced yesterday to 4.5 years in prison. In January 2023, Richard Barnett was found guilty on all 8 counts of his indictment, including felony charges of civil disorder and obstructing an official proceeding. Federal prosecutors asked the judge to sentence Barnett to about 7 years in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release for his actions. USA News.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
Stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, and we've got Isabel Morales, Americans for Tax Reform's federal manager, joining us now. Isabel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, lots to catch up on here. The IRS chief admits to Congress that the supersized IRS will be larger than the Border Patrol, FBI, Pentagon, and State Department. That is combined. That is huge.
Yes. Yeah, so in the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act, they included $80 billion in additional funding to hire 87,000 new employees. And like you said, that would mean that the IRS is bigger than the entire State Department, entire Border Patrol, entire Pentagon, and the entire FBI combined.
And they probably have more guns and ammunition than all of them combined as well, right? All those agents.
Yeah. The IRS commissioner testified before Congress that they would be hiring an additional 1,200 armed agents to the IRS. And this is something a lot of people don't really understand, is that the IRS is also a law enforcement agency. And the IRS already has an arsenal of about 4,600 guns and 5 million rounds of ammo. And back in the 90s, the IRS got into some serious trouble for performing unreasonable and violent raids, for harassing investigated taxpayers. And the way we curtailed some of that behavior was through an IRS reform bill in 1998. And the agency has slowly but surely stopped complying with key parts of that bill. And it's also clear that the culture around how their criminal investigation division treats taxpayers is still pretty awful. So, yeah, it's really concerning to see this workforce be doubled when none of the existing corruption and incompetence has been corrected.
But that's the order of the day, Isabel, and everything with the bureaucracy. You know, let's go back to the Constitution, okay? I mean, that's the guiding light. That is, to me, I talk about first principles. That's what you go to. You look to what the Constitution says, but they've been ignoring that forever, and then they have to reform and redesign the wheel, for example, and you go, wait a minute, the wheel was working fine. It still goes round. It still moves things from point A to point B very effectively. Why do we need to redesign something that works if you use it appropriately? But they're not interested in using it appropriately, and that's the same sentiment that John Durham responded to when he gave his recent report. And they said, look at, there's no new rules that we should employ if you're not going to follow the ones that are there, and if you're going to ignore things like integrity and morality and these and the sense of mission, this commitment to mission and being a professional entity, then, you know, why talk about any kind of reform when you're not even dealing with the things that are already are in place?
Yeah, absolutely. And in that same vein, back in 2017, for example, TIGTA, the Treasury Inspector General, found that in specific types of investigations, IRS investigations into taxpayers, they regularly violated taxpayers' rights and ignored due process requirements during investigations. And that was in the majority of cases. Agents did not properly identify themselves. They seized financial assets before ever having interviewed suspects. They didn't attempt to verify reasonable explanations investigated taxpayers offered. A lot of people didn't even know their interviews were for. And despite all of this, 90% of investigations ended up clearing the taxpayers in question, but not before they wreaked havoc on these people's lives. And for some, it took years to retrieve assets the IRS erroneously.
I was going to say, in some cases, they don't even return the assets. That's the thing that's so disgusting, right?
Yep. Yeah. In some cases, they didn't get it back at all.
Yeah, I mean, the boldness of it all, and of course we know what happened under the IRS with Lois Lerner and what she did to the, to the Tea Party and two Tea Party groups and anything conservative in slow walking any kind of tax exemption or just ignoring it altogether. And I still maintain that since that time, Isabel, they've interfered with the electoral process because they have suppressed the vote by not giving any conservative group or Tea Party groups the tax exemption that they had every right to receive. But now that voice is quieted, that effort is quieted because it didn't serve the left's agenda.
Absolutely. And like you said, that has effects that still exist today. Who knows how many organizations could be affecting change that never got their tax status approved during that time.
Well, Isabel, like you say, you know, this is the order of the day. All things conservative are an offense to the left, and they're doing everything they can to close our mouths, to kneecap us, to make sure that we do not have a forum and that we're canceled at every turn. But, you know, look at our country, the Constitution, all that is good and decent is relying on, you know, on conservatives, on people that have a moral backbone. Because as John Adams said, our Constitution was wholly designed for a moral people. And this is why we're having problems with the Constitution. Because people will say, wait a minute, that's constitutional law. Why aren't they following law? Because they don't have a moral background. They have no moral compass. And so it's being obliterated. But all it requires is for good people to sit back and not say anything. And this is why in this show we pursue the truth no matter where it leads, and we're encouraging the electorate to stay involved. We've got to stay engaged. We cannot check out, because the reason that we are where we are today is because people got laissez-faire about it. They thought, oh, well, it was not going to be of any consequence. Well, guess what? You know, we're on the verge of losing, and I don't mean to sound and make this sound hyperbolic, but I believe we're on the verge of losing this democratic republic.
Yeah, and like you say, this is a fight we constantly have to stay on top of. Once you let people take small steps towards breaking down the Constitution and breaking down our freedoms, they're just going to take a mile. So
right,
this is a fight we have to constantly stay on top of. We can't give people an inch in any of these circumstances.
Well, and all this, what it all aligns with is what the left has done to everything in our government. They've weaponized every aspect of it. The IRS, wow, you know, you talk about incredible power. This is why our founding fathers were really concerned. I say our founding fathers, the IRS didn't exist then. But since then, since the IRS's inception, we're going, whoa, we're putting a lot of power in their hands. We need to be real careful about this, right?
Yeah, and to that point, I'd like to flag for your listeners, the IRS is now trying to implement or like create this prototype of a program to prep your tax documents for you, which
gives
the IRS a massive expansion of power.
Can you imagine that? I mean, you're talking about letting the fox out in the hen house. I mean, this is incredible for them to have all this information, but they go, you know, IRS chief Warfel goes, no, they're here to provide a service to really help people because they don't know how to fix, do their taxes. And here we are, you know, we're going to be there and guide them along so they don't have to deal with audits and get into trouble somewhere down the line. It sounds nice up front, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now, and to your point, imagine, especially those of you who itemize your tax deduction, think about all the information you have to sift through when filing your taxes. That includes receipts, donations, investments, information about your dependents, all of it. And ask yourself if that's information you want the government having full access to. And if it's not, government tax prep is something you should really be concerned about.
Without a doubt. Got to go to break. Let's go to break. We'll pick it up from there on the other side. More from Isabel Morales after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. She is ATR's Federal Affairs Manager, Isabel Morales. She continues with us. Isabel, as you were saying before we had to go to break so abruptly, I apologize. But people want to share their ideas with our audience, so we have to give them some space and time as well. So anyway, you were saying about being so vulnerable, because we can trust the IRS with this information, right? I don't know why people are so nervous about that.
Yeah, and this prototype system that they created is something they did fully in secret. So the Democrats' so-called Inflation Reduction Act authorized the IRS to do a feasibility study on direct file. Now, the IRS Commissioner, Daniel Werfel, repeatedly assured the American people and testified before Congress that the IRS was simply doing that study, seeing how much it would cost, seeing if it would violate people's rights, et cetera, and said that he would wait until the report comes out to make any final decision. Well, it turns out the whole time the IRS was secretly creating this prototype government tax prep system. And then one day after the Washington Post revealed this secret, the Treasury Department sent a letter instructing the IRS to create a pilot program, which, you know, is just a pathetic excuse for a cover-up. But, yeah, the commissioner lied before Congress and created a prototype system that Congress never even authorized. So now they're testing out this system that would violate people's privacy, that the IRS has no capability of actually implementing in a effective and safe way. And here we are.
Yeah, and I don't know why I'm nervous here, Isabel, because everything about the IRS has just been perfect. I mean, they've done such a great job for us. I mean, they should be rewarded with more responsibility, right?
Oh, yeah, this is an agency that was apparently so overwhelmed with its current responsibilities that it's decided to literally destroy 30 million active paper filed tax documents because they're overwhelmed with it. So those people's tax returns were destroyed. I guess they eventually had to prove that they actually did send it in and then refile them. But these were active documents, and we're expected to trust them with this huge undertaking. No. It's insane.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, and of course, they're going to protect our privacy. There's nothing about the government that protects our privacy. I mean, I think they're fully exposed, are they? Or am I exaggerating here, Isabel?
No. The IRS is notorious for its inability to safeguard private taxpayer information. We still, even a year later, haven't heard back about how the ProPublica leak happened at all. And they haven't given us any information about it. And how many more leaks have happened before then? So...
Right.
This is not information the IRS can be trusted with.
Yeah, and to your point, every time they go to Congress, I mean, they have bought into what the CIA has called, you know, for decades, and that is plausible deniability. You know, they're never held, you know, their feet's never held to the fire to lying to Congress, lying to we the people. They just continue to obfuscate and get away and avoid accountability. And I'll tell you, something's got to come to a head sooner or later on this, because this is absolute madness, and the American people are getting frustrated with this, especially, as you say, the way they're weaponized and how they're, you know, they're supposed to be servants of the people, because last time I checked on that Constitution thing, it says we the people, right? It's about we the people, not we the government. And they have turned it on its head for their own, you know, personal aggrandizement and control and power, and I think the people are starting to see it for what it is.
Yep, and we've never even gotten, which you brought up earlier, the Lois Lerner. We've never gotten any closure with that. Nobody was ever fired for that or held accountable for that. This is something that's ingrained in the culture of the agency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Now, when we were talking about IRS hiring gun-carrying agents, I mean, this is in every state of the union, right? This isn't just, you know, in conservative states or particularly targeted states. Boy, this is equal opportunity here, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, there will be armed agents in all 50 states. And we do have a breakdown of how many would be in each state on our website, ATR.org. So if you're interested in seeing more details about that, definitely worth checking out.
Well, I want to find out, you know, I still want to find out if, you know, what kind of gun safety program that that they've gone through. And, you know, because you've already had reports and instances where, oops, you know, a gun was accidentally, you know, fired in an office and that sort of thing. So pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah, yeah. There are actually more accidental discharges from IRS agents than there are intentional ones. So that's an interesting fact. And the IRS also has bailed to ensure that armed agents receive proper firearms training. So,
yeah, this is the thing, because what happens is with, you know, regular, you know, people who are licensed to carry, I mean, the level of responsibility and engagement, you know, and honoring, you know, your license, I mean, gun owners are really careful about this stuff, and you just can't have a situation where, you know, a round is accidentally fired off, but yet this seems to be happening routinely in these kind of agencies, which is absurd, you know, with this kind of responsibility.
Yeah, and when DICSA did an investigation into the Criminal Investigations Division, they found that the division was only able to provide evidence that firearms were surrendered in 9 of the 27 instances when special agents did not qualify. So they're not even track.
Well, this is, you know, I was saying to somebody else, this is like, you know that movie of the Wild West where, you know, the gang that can't shoot straight, you know? And that's pretty scary when you have that kind of weaponization in our government and irresponsibility that we the people have to deal with. I mean, this is nuts. I'm just saying that this has got to be coming to a head sooner or later, Isabel, where the people just say, hey, enough of this. We can't do this anymore. And we've got to take back our government.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are...
Well,
sorry.
Okay, no worries. Well, you know, Americans for Tax Reform has just done an awesome job in keeping us abreast of what's going on. And, you know, I encourage our audience to activate their citizenship and to be active. And because I know that you and the team and Grover have been very faithful in keeping the people up to date and giving them action items so that we can be proactive about saving our country, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because here we are. I mean, we're dealing with the reality, Isabel, with, you know, inflation. We've got, of course, the debt ceiling debate that continues to be bannered about. And you've got Janet Yellen clutching her pearls over all this. And meanwhile, you've got the president of the United States kind of slow walking, something that there should be a sense of urgency on. And he's making the country look bad and everything about our government because, you know, he ignored the leader for over 100 days.
Yes, the GOP has proven how serious they are about addressing the debt ceiling because they started this process months in advance. It's the president who has refused to meet with them and refused to budge on anything. It's only as of yesterday that they say they're actually going to start negotiating. And
right.
Even their negotiation tactics are like bringing these tax hikes to Republicans, which they know will be non-starters. And now they're blaming us and calling it irresponsible to not pass a clean debt ceiling hike, when in reality we're in this situation because of Democrats' out-of-control spending. But they have to be held accountable for those decisions. The irresponsible thing to do is to greenlight more spending while refusing to address the actual problem at hand.
Exactly. Well, as you say, this is a political show. And the Democrats are counting on their constituency, the mainstream media, to cover their six and to keep the propaganda going and the narrative going to make it look bad for the Republicans. I mean, clearly, see, this is the evil part of partisan politics. And it gets into the way of the things that are good for all Americans. Isabel Morales, thank you so much for being with us. Isabel is ATR's Federal Affairs Manager. Again, the website that they can go to, Isabel.
ATR.org.
A new IBM Institute for Business Value report, 7 Bets, takes a look at the major trends shaping business and the bets leaders should make to benefit from them. One such trend is the acceleration of tech-led disruptions driven by generative AI. Salima Lin, Senior Partner, IBM Consulting.
We've hit a massive inflection point with technology. Generative AI has captured the world's imagination and democratized AI in every aspect of society and business, from supply chains and IT operations to customer service and HR. Business leaders need to capitalize on these trends and make bold, informed bets. like shifting their mindset from AI being an add-on to embedding it at the strategic core of their business.
To learn more about the seven bets businesses should make, visit ibm.com/IBV. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. After filing paperwork yesterday with the Federal Election Commission, GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis went onto Twitter with Elon Musk to make the announcement when the platform broke. Late last night, DeSantis appeared on Fox News.
No more excuses. We've got to get this one done. And anybody that's so inclined to help us, I would love to have your support at rondesantis.com. If you make a donation, maybe we can break that part of the internet as well.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he is sending his negotiators to the White House, and he anticipated a breakthrough on a deal to cut spending and raise the debt limit. McCarthy did acknowledge his negotiations were still far apart when it comes to cutting spending. Democrat lawmakers are putting the blame on McCarthy and the Republicans for the talks not bearing any results so far. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Thursday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. With hurricane season getting underway, it's time to get prepared, right? And we've got ways for you to, as homeowners, prepare for hurricane season, mitigating damage and ensuring that you have enough insurance coverage. With us to talk about it is Dr. Ian Giamanco. He's the lead research meteorologist at Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety, and Michael Richmond Crum, the director of personal lines and counsel at the American Property Casualty Insurance Association. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Bill.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Well, great to have you back, Dr. Giamanco, especially. So let's, first of all, let me ask you why it's important to prepare now for hurricane season.
Yeah, I think everybody across South Florida knows the stress and craziness that comes with an active hurricane that's on the way. So now is always the best time. Get that kid out, give it a pass, make sure you're comfortable with all your batteries, your ability to charge your cell phone. Take a look at what you got in terms of that 7 to 10 day supply of non-perishable food and water. Maybe you got some left over from last season, or maybe you had to use it during Hurricane Ian last time. This is that great time to give it a check. And it also gives you a chance to do a couple of the big projects around your home. If you've noticed maybe some shingles flapping in some of the thunderstorms we've had, maybe you have your roof checked out or you're in the market to replace a garage door, you can still get those projects done before we get to the heart of the season.
Exactly. Well, as I mentioned, the 2023 Atlantic hurricane season officially begins on June 1st. It runs through November 30th. Residents in hurricane-prone areas are encouraged to take a few vital steps to ensure they're prepared for what could be another active season. Michael Crum is also with us. Michael, you know, What is your advice for how you know, homeowners can take advantage of some low cost means to mitigate damage from hurricanes?
Yeah, so there are several low cost ways people can make their property more resilient against high winds and heavy rains that we see in hurricanes. So right now we're at a perfect time, right before hurricane season starts. You want to check around your home or maybe your business. Trim back any nearby branches. You want to inspect the roof and repair for any lost or damaged shingles. Kind of, you know, take the time to assess to see how those shingles are holding up. Sometimes they get a little old and they might be a little bit loose. So you want to look into that. You also want to look at the loose gutters, seal any gaps or cracks in the windows, you know, get out some caulk and make sure they're all sealed up. And additionally, you know, if you've got a home with a garage door, maybe you look into upgrading that garage door to one that's, you know, basically certified to be hurricane resistant, because that is a vulnerable location on a lot of homes, and you don't want the wind getting in there because it can throw things around, but it can also, you know, impact the structure and stability of the house.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael, I also like that, you know, you suggest that we should contact our insurer about coverage prior to the season, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Following a hurricane is not the time you want to realize you don't have enough insurance coverage to do repairs or rebuild your home. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people don't have the coverage. So first off, you want to make sure you've got coverage, especially if you're a homeowner, business owner. But, you know, reach out if you do have it. Reach out to your agent or your insurer. Make sure you have the right amount of coverage and the right types of coverage. So that includes flood insurance. A lot of people don't think that they need a separate flood insurance policy. They think a lot of that's covered in the homeowner's policy. But you might need, really, to get that separate policy. You're also going to want to check your deductible. Look at the document. Make sure you've got the right amount of balance in terms of your coverage. That deductible is the amount you pay out of pocket when you make your claim, and it's a great tool for lowering your premiums, but, you know, you do have to pay it out if the worst happens, unfortunately.
Exactly.
Additionally, we've seen some, you know, increase in cost. It's the reality of kind of the world we live in now, right? We've seen inflation all across the board. We've seen supply chain issues, and there's increased demand for labor, particularly after hurricanes, because it's in short supply. So you want to sort of factor in those additional costs and make sure that you've got the coverage amounts that you need.
Well, Dr. Jim Onko is the lead research meteorologist at IBHS, and the years of insights that you have from all your field and lab research that can be translated into a series of projects designed to be tackled ahead of the season, as well as last-minute actions to take when storm nears. Can you help us understand and be more prepared, you know, from that angle?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll go ahead and say a lot of the work we've done at IBHS is actually built into the Florida Building Code right now, and it is the best hurricane-resilient building code there is in the United States. And but if you have a home that may have been built before that code came into effect, which was 2002, there are two big things you can do. When you re-roof, you can take steps there to make the roof stronger through additional nailing patterns, sealing the roof deck, which is actually required from the Florida Building Code. And, and Mike actually mentioned it was the garage door.
Exactly.
That's a very vulnerable spot. If a garage door fails, we've seen it in countless hurricanes, you can lead to greater structural damage to the home. So if you're in the market to improve your garage door, it's a great time to do it. There's also bracing retrofit kits out there. They kind of come and go in the marketplace, but keep an eye out for those. They're just basically added framing pieces that can go on your garage door. Just make sure you follow the instructions with those retrofit kits. But those are the two best things you can do right now to strengthen your home as we head into hurricane season 2023.
What about gutters and tree trimming?
Yeah, so let's get to some of the little stuff there that you can do in the DIY space. Yeah, keeping those gutters clean so water can easily flow away from your home. And tree trimming is one of the kind of that middle of the road things that can have a big impact. Trees that overhang your roof can often fall in winds that wouldn't have damaged our homes otherwise. So it's important to take a walk around, look for those overhanging limbs, get those trimmed back. And then lastly, Michael mentioned this too, is to be able to caulk those gaps in windows and doors with a little bit of silicone caulk. Wind-driven rain has a nasty habit of finding all those little gaps, so don't give it a place to get in your home.
Mm-hmm. Michael, what about, home generators in case of power outages?
Well, I think Dr. Ian might be a better source of that. But, yeah, you want to, if you're in a environment where you see regular hurricane activity, you know, home generator is not necessarily a bad investment, because having that electricity available for you and your family following the storm, we've seen, you know, a long periods of power outages come after major storms, and that can create difficulties. It can create safety concerns as well. But I'll let Dr. Ian actually go.
Let's get his input. Go ahead, Dr. Ian.
Yeah, thanks, Michael, and Yeah, and thanks, Bill, for that question. Yeah, when it comes to generators, now's a great time if you decide you want to make that purchase to go to either a whole home system, which is usually powered by propane or natural gas, or one of the smaller ones that you might get at one of the box hardware stores. The important thing with those is to make sure you're going to operate them correctly, well away from your home, not inside. Please, please, please do not ever run a generator inside. That can lead to carbon monoxide poisoning. We see way too many fatalities that are caused by that. So please, if you're in the market and you're going to make that choice, operate it correctly. And if you're a homeowner that has a generator, it is always a very good time of year to get that generator out, change the gas, change the oil, give it a crank, let it run for 20, 30 minutes, make sure everything's in good working order as we head toward hurricane season.
Exactly. Michael Richmond Crum, the director of personal lines and counsel at APICA, had mentioned, about insurance coverage that this is also a time, to review and, have some questions ready and be prepared and having this discussion with your insurer, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to reach out to your insurer. You want to pull that policy out, maybe talk to the agent. You know, the best way to prevent being underinsured is to call those individuals or reach out and start asking questions. You know, you want to find those gaps that are in your coverage or things that, you're not necessarily sure you're covered about. Get some more information. You know, there are a couple of key coverage features that you may want to discuss. So things like automatic inflation guard, extended replacement costs, or building code ordinance coverage that can help you prevent being underinsured. Dr. Giamanco talked about, Florida's great building codes. If the property has to be rebuilt up to those codes, you want to make sure that that's included in your policy.
Well, as we enter the hurricane season, which gets underway June 1st and will continue through November, we want to make sure that, we are prepared. We're grateful for Dr. Ian Giamanco, the lead research meteorologist at Insurance Institute and Business and Home Safety, and Michael Richmond Crum, the director of personal lines and counsel at American Property Casualty Insurance Association, for bringing us up to date. Dr. Ian, where can they go for more information?
Yeah, we encourage folks, please check out disastersafety.org/hurricane-ready. It's got all the little tips that Bill, we've talked about today, everything from the little things to the big things like your roof and your garage. That's disastersafety.org/hurricane-ready.
Wow, Total Wine really does have everything. I found your favorite bourbon, an awesome vodka. Oh, and Ruthie.
Ruthie?
That's me. Always happy to help. Honey, Ruthie found that amazing Cabernet you love.
Oh, yeah. That Cabernet was really good.
And we have it for the lowest price in town.
We've got to get another bottle. So glad we found Ruthie.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. And we're going to check out Evie Bear Carroll right now. It's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. Hey, Evie, how we doing?
Doing well.
Hey, glad we could talk. I'm here in Florida, Orlando, where, you know, a lot of craziness going on with the governor and Disney and all the happy, wonderful people. And there you are in California, and I'll see you there tonight.
Yes, and, you know, apparently Disney is laying off a lot of people, you know, trying to restore what happened this last 2 years. So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to quit doing that woke kind of junk and go back to what the principles that Walt Disney had laid out for the company to make it, you know, the happiest place on earth. And now I guess it's only happy if, you know, if you're fixed to a specific ideology and agenda that seems to go along with the woke crowd. And that's unfortunate because, you know, there's lots of families that come here, you know, to Florida, certainly in Anaheim. You know, you and I grew up there at Disneyland. And to see what's happened to this iconic franchise is really a heartbreak. And I think it's going to take more than, you know, sadly, you know, than changing chief executive officers. They're going to have to really do something and do a deep dive and really rediscover, you know, the first principles and why they decided to, you know, serve the people, you know, with entertainment.
Yeah, well, I think they're trying. I mean, Robert Iger has stepped into place now, and so I just saw The Little Mermaid, and mm-hmm. The good news is it doesn't have any of that added stuff into it. It doesn't have a a character who's trying to make a statement.
An LGBTQ character or anything like that? A woke character of any? Well, I think
I think he's trying to, you know, he was there before, Bob Chapek, mm-hmm. and so I think he's trying to listen to the audience. I mean, they have to at this point because they lost so much money over the last year, so that's really what they have
right.
to do.
Well, there's a clear contrast, Evie, wouldn't you say? I mean, from the pieces that they produced, that they decided to go with the woke agenda, you know, they paid a price for it, not to mention what they lost in Orlando by getting in a fight with a governor. You know, this is unfortunate. I think that, look, I'm for, you know, freedom of the press, freedom of speech. I think that's a healthy thing to do. But there's venues and there's places where you exercise said freedom. You know, look what happened in the NFL in the previous years. They paid heartily, you know, for getting into stuff that, you know, their audience, you know, didn't relate to. I mean, they tune into the NFL because they want to see action. They want to see a football game. They want to cheer on their team. They don't want to get into all this other political stuff, right?
Right, and we actually have that situation here at the Dodgers because they just had a thing with community here that wanted to go to the Pride celebration at the Dodgers, and they were these people dressed as nuns, nuns of indulgence is what they were called, and so basically it was very anti-Catholic because it was all these trans people who were dressed as nuns, and so it was, you know, anti-religion, anti-Catholic, and so the Dodgers said originally they weren't going to have them come, and now they have apologized and so that they can come. So that's not really a family environment when you've got this kind of intensity and you know, people dressed up like that. And so they've decided to, you know, take it back and let them come into the Dodger Stadium and do a parade or whatever. So, you know, it's interesting times.
Well, they didn't run any polling to check to see how many ticket holders were Catholics. And it would be offended by that, I guess. It's just their ideology trumped the sentiment of their fan base. And, you know, to me, it was almost like, well, what happened? Are the Dodgers checking out for the season? I mean, did they get a bad draft or something and decide, okay, we're just going to, you know, let it go by the wayside here to do this to its fans? I mean, it's just... like I said, it's unfortunate that the Dodgers are doing that because, again, like Disney, you're talking an iconic franchise that has entertained people, that families, you know, love to take their kids. And even, you know, these days when you take a kid to a ball game, you know, Evie, it's not like when we went, you could go and $20, you got a ticket and you got a hot dog and a drink and some Cracker Jacks. You know, now, you know, it's a couple $100 if you got, you know, a family of four to go. And so it's like, okay, let's try and find out some other alternative, you know, entertainment. We can do a lot of other things with that $200 to $400 worth of investment, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you want it to be a family environment. So, you know, if you're investing in it, you don't want to have anything else that, you know, pops up and comes your way when you're trying to enjoy the game.
Well,
let's just have a fun event. You know, we don't need anything else happening there.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't seem to make sense. You're exactly right. Well, you know, I'm here at NRB in Orlando and having a lot of fun. I've been able to talk to a lot of the people from Chosen. If we can take a little sidestep here, they are in production for season four. And, you know, and that will get underway in January, as you probably know. And, you know, we're excited to see how this series, you know, continues to roll out. We'll be going into season four. And Dallas Jenkins is still maintaining that there'll be seven chapters to this
seasons.
Whole adventure of The Chosen. Yeah, seven seasons.
I know,
yeah.
But that's great. And it's really showing that people want that kind of content. So, you know, The Chosen has a lot of great depth to it. And it's also funny in parts. So, you know, it's a great show.
Right, exactly, and this is the thing. It's definitely captured, you know, the attention of its followers, and you know, what have they had? Something like a 500 million downloads, over 170 countries, and I think something like 70 translations or something. I mean, this is just a huge success.
Right, it shows that people want that kind of wholesome content, and so it's exciting.
Well, you know, I wanted to also talk to you about, you know, some things here that you had on your radar at Movie Guide. You know, Jamie Foxx says Jesus is the foundation. Take note, huh?
Yeah, so that's amazing. You know, Jamie Foxx is speaking out about his faith, and so we obviously love that. And so that's really a great thing for someone of high profile to do so.
Well, and of course, we wish him well. He's still recovering, and, you know, he's had a tough bout and spent a lot more time in the hospital than he wanted or his fans wanted him to spend, right? So we keep praying for him that he will do well and heal quickly.
Yeah, just in those moments, we have to remember to pray for people, pray for their recovery, and hope the best for them and all those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about TikTok. It's suing Montana after a bill that bans the platform statewide. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so apparently Montana is going to outlaw TikTok, taking effect January 1st. So I'm not sure how they're going to do that, I guess, through IP, not allowing you to go even to the website. And so, users can't use it when they're in Montana or living in Montana. And we, right. Me and you have talked about a lot about TikTok and how it's been, it's got some content on there that you're super weary of, that they're promoting in a lot of different ways, right? Depression, suicide, and all these really heavy issues. And, we recently had an article that said that there was even showing people how to use guns and mass shootings and stuff like that. And so you really need to be careful about that. And so it's interesting now these states are deciding to just ban it altogether.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you can't use a government phone and be able to tap into TikTok. They've made it illegal at the federal level if you're a government employee to have access to TikTok for obvious reasons, right?
Yes, so, that says something to you, right? If that's the case, then they know how intense it is and how they, any even your information getting out there, right? Your personal information. So my husband won't let me download it personally. And so know that it's you want to be careful about those things.
Well, Emmy, what did you make of I Am Tongi, named the winner of American Idol? You have an article there at movieguide.org on this. I mean, he kind of reminds me a little bit of, Brother Is, if you remember him, Somewhere
yes,
Over the Rainbow. Great song.
Yes, I do. You're right. Yeah. And he was such a wonderful person, right? So that was sad that he passed a few years ago. But this is great because... he was singing American Idol and he was singing, great songs and sharing his faith. And so it's just a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it seems like the fans really enjoyed it. And here he is, the winner of American Idol, I Am Tongi. And so congratulations to him. We got about a minute left here. And another quick note that you have as an article there at Movie Guide is Michael W. Smith stressing the importance of family. He says, quote unquote, we need fathers. Fathers need to step up for a time such as this, right?
Oh, and he's so right? There's all these statistics on that. And Michael W. Smith is a wonderful example of a father and a celebrity and someone who's kept the faith throughout the years and shown his family. And so it's great that he's saying these kind of things.
Exactly. Well, check it out. Movie reviews, some articles there from a faith-based perspective at movieguide.org. And Abby Bear Carroll has been with us. She's the hostess with the mostest, as we say, of Movie Guide TV. Thank you, Abby. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anyone can follow.